No, there's a different kind of cribs, you know. There's hay cribs where just so that this hay would slide down and kind of gradually spread out where the cows could get to it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they'd eat it as it fell down that slanting slope into the bottom. They'd eat it. And they used to raise awful good hay here when they didn't have rain on it. Boy, it'd be beautiful green hay. They had a lot of food value.
Did you feed the pigs when you had them out of cribs too? Were the pigs fed out of cribs too?
No. No, they're fed out of troughs.
Okay, so those are troughs. What about, did they ever have feed bags around here that they put on feed bags?
Yeah, nose bags, we called them.
Nose bags.
Yeah, I used them.
Were those for horses only?
Mostly. Okay. Well, we used them for them.
Okay.
Just right to this day, you'll hear of some ranchers, old ranchers, say, well, if you want to get ready time to eat lunch, you say, well, I guess I better go put on the nose bag.
Yeah.
That's kind of a saying.
Walk around. That's funny. Did you hear of things like, did they use gunny sacks around here for anything?
Oh, yeah. I've got some gunny sacks right now.
Oh, really? Are those the same thing as burlap bags? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
they use them for both for some kinds of feed. So some feed you couldn't put in them because they'd slip through they wouldn't stay in them. They'd slip out.
Okay.
Some coarse feed like grain or oatmeal, oats you could put in them. And they use them a lot for that.
Okay.
See, for more than for anything. Or potatoes, for instance. They use them a lot for potatoes.
Right. Okay. So I want to know about, I don't know if they would have used these much because farming's not big, but did they use plows much at all out here?
Yeah, they did. They, the original hay meadows were mostly made with dragged behind horses, four-horse span usually, and they'd usually wet it down with a ditch, water, and kill the sagebrush and drag it down. That's how the original hay meadows were really made. But then when they did some potato planting, which they did some little bit of, well, they'd use a plow. They had both a two-horse plow. And they had one which I think back in your country they know more about than we do. We called it a Georgia stock, which is just a one-horse plow. Did you ever hear that?
No, I haven't.
Find out about your people what they know what a Georgia stock is.
I will do.
That's what we called it, just a one-horse plow, about that long.
Okay.
And they'd plow furrow and then plow about that wide at a time. It's just one horse that go around and pull it and turn it. And they'd take a harrow, spike-tooth harrow, and work the thing down with, and level it out, and then make rows and plant potatoes.
Oh, okay. Do you remember anything called a scraper?
Oh yeah.
Being used?
Yeah. I sure do.
What was that for?
Okay. I've got something in that book about scrape. In that other book, Cowboy Poetry Book. Only I called it a what did Fender call it?
I
a slip.
This book.
I think I called it a slip there, but it's a scraper. It's kind of like a two-handed wheelbarrow.
Uh-huh.
And what would be about as wide as this crack over the wall. And it had a handle on each side. And a team of horses would pull it. And you'd hold it down and they'd pick up some dirt in it. See what I mean?
Yeah.
And then when you get where you want it to dump, well, you'd kind of tip it a little with your hands as much as you could. And the horse is pulling it, it'd dig in and just flip. That was called a scraper. We also called a slip. I think I called it a slip in there.
Yeah.
These are her books, incidentally.
Yeah, they're nice.
I didn't write them. That cowboy poetry,
you wouldn't own up to that kind of thing.
That's his father when he's 14 on the front, and
then
Dick on the back.
Oh, that's cool. Wow.
There's also one that called a Fresno. Did you ever hear of it?
Yes, I have, and I was going to ask you about that next. What was that? What did they use that for around here?
Same thing, except it's bigger and better. It had a catch on the side. It was built more. Well, if you took and cut this thing in half here, made it big, about the same width, and